Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jason Brewer, who will describe his own job titles, but you do have quite a few at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a director of London listed mining companies that are actually going to go somewhere and achieve an awful lot for shareholders.
Right. And what is your, you know, out of the your sort of brood, what is your main focus and what do you, you know, how do you decide what your focus is at the moment?
No, look, it's spread pretty evenly across most of them, actually. Marula is clearly a key focus given where it's at in its phase of development. You know, we're about to start this month, this quarter, you know, major sales out of both mines, the mine in Kenya, the mine in South Africa, the lithium mine. Neo, we're bringing a project through an updated feasibility study down there in South Africa. Shuka, I have the pleasure of working with two other executive directors, and we're busy pushing ahead with due diligence on an asset acquisition. And Unicorn is a blank piece of paper, actually. We had a board meeting yesterday in Ireland. They've supported a strategy to grow their business here in the UK, in Africa, away from their early stage Greenfields project here in Ireland. So, you know, spreading myself within these companies is driven by the workload and it's supported by a very extensive team. So yeah, I get across all of them, but they're all getting plenty of love, plenty of attention. And I think we're making great progress across all of them.
And what do you look for? I mean, again, going back to the different companies you're involved with, What is the common factor? Because, you know, that's obviously the common factor might be you might think there are going to be 10x but on the share price, but what's the common factor as far as you're concerned?
Look, the common factor is having a board that's supportive of a strategy on, you know, accelerating projects, finding projects where there is an opportunity to move them into production, expand production and optimize in the short term. It's not a greenfields exploration play. Yeah, it's certainly a focus on Africa, no question about it, because I think they've got world-class assets and in very good mining jurisdictions. So the underlier, I guess, to all of these is that drive of success. The fellow board members have got to have a determination. They've got to have a passion. They want to actually do something and not sit in the hallowed halls of London and collect director's fees. It's about getting their hands dirty and actually getting out there and looking to build a company. So that's the common thread, the common theme.
Of course, it should be the case. If you look at, you know, commodities prices, you know, uranium and gold, and I suppose copper as well. I think tin has been rising even. The lay of the land in terms of just commodities prices, it should be, if you're a mining company, it should be like falling off a log at the moment. Is it like that?
No, it's not. Look, the project opportunities are there. I guess the commodities are going fast. They're running really fast, as you've seen gold where it's at, uranium where it's at, a number of the other metals too. But it's the actual financial markets which are playing catch up. You've got the junior mining sector here in the UK and elsewhere in the world. Let's not just focus on the UK, but the junior sector here is approaching, yeah, hopefully the base. It's come off tremendously and, you know, we've now got to pick ourselves up and investors have got to recognize the opportunities that exist from these, you know, near record level of commodity prices.
I mean, I've interviewed you on several occasions and with several different companies as well. You know, it was very tempting speaking to you about Marula or speaking to you about Shuka or whatever. I'll put a little bit in each of the Jason Brewer companies and see what happens.
Yeah, look, you can play that kind of portfolio approach. I mean, each company does have its individual strategy, be it a geographic focus, a commodity focus. There's no doubt, you know, I think you're seeing a very positive reaction to what we've started to do at Unicorn Mineral Resources, UMR. I think that's just really started. I've had my first call at 100 days there at Unicorn, and now we're starting to affect change and growth, and the plans are afoot. And I think the market's already starting to pick up on that one. With Neo, we had a stuttering start post-listing, but I think this past week you've had great volumes, great liquidity, and we're going back in the right direction. And, you know, I'm pretty adamant that by the end of this month, we'll be back up above that IPO price. I think it's going to be quite an explosive time, literally, for what we're doing here at NEO. Shuka, we've said what we're doing there in various public announcements. It's been almost a year now that I've been involved, and we're pushing ahead with that. And obviously, I'm involved there with Quinton van der Berg, who you've met, interviewed, Zach. And Marula, look, I mean, Marula's been barely less than 2 years, Zach. And, you know, 2 years in a mining company, you know, for many, they don't achieve much. They achieve a few drill programs or a scoping study or whatever. You know, in 2 years, we would have completed, you know, multiple transactions in different jurisdictions, brought a number of mines into production. And this quarter being quite a transformative one, you know, actually generating those sales, getting earnings in and reporting, I guess, profits and cash flow for the quarter. So we're in a very kind of unique position across all those companies, and probably a bit different to what many investors in the UK, in the AIM main board, Aquis, Marcus are used to seeing.
One of the problems with the junior mining space, well, the problem is always a chronic lack of funding. And, you know, the Quinton van der Berg factor, so, you know, that the message with that is that, you know, none of the companies that, you know, you're involved with or he's involved with are going to have that problem. Is that the right logic to have?
I think what you tend to get with mining junior mining companies when they're operating is that they're chasing capital. And sometimes how they develop their programs, their mines, projects is actually more skewed towards, okay, where are we going to get the next phase of funding? How are we going to do that? Right, we've got to do some results here. We've got to do some results there. So they're not necessarily developing the project in a straight line. It's very skewed. It's, you know, you're going around in circles. You're treading water a lot of the time. With the investment by Quinton, we've got that certainty. We know when it's coming against various milestones, against various tasks and so on. So we know that we can actually move forward in a straight line. We don't have to tread water. We don't have to go around a few roundabouts, you know, get lost down country lanes. We're actually going in a straight line. And that gives us the ability to actually drive projects forward quicker. A great thing about that Quinton connection as well is that major resources fund that he's tied up with out of the Middle East there. It was announced earlier this year, $1 billion fund. And the first $500 million, so $500 million, is going to be made available for investments over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks. Now, of that, that is being invested primarily into capital projects, plant and equipment. And we've had a meeting just down in South Africa 2 weeks ago with the COO of AUO, which is the investment vehicle of his. And collectively in Marula, there's close to $100 million of capital, which has been allocated towards funding on a debt perspective, on a non-dilutive basis, the various capital projects that we've got. That's across Blesberg, that's across Canusi, the copper, across the graphite, and now across the manganese. So that's close to $100 million in non-dilutive, very vanilla funding, debt funding, not equity, not dilutive in that regards. So to have that side of the balance sheet covered by the relationship with Quinton, is again, it's something quite unique for a junior company in London.
So that is, you know, there is a USP, probably the F word, the funding word is the one.
Yeah, I don't use the F word too often, as many people will say, you know, but yeah, funding is critical for any junior company that's aggressively looking to grow and build its mines, build its projects. And you know, let's be honest, you've seen it over the past couple of months in London here. You know, people have had to resort to heavily dilutive equity raisings, and that hurts shareholders, and it hurts the perception in the market. You know, it really does. Investors feel like they're getting involved in the very last equity funding for a project, and then, you know, within a week there's another one and another one because of various hiccups along the way. We know mining's not perfect. We know it's got risk. We know it's got challenges. But to kind of eliminate that so early on in our kind of growth cycle for Marula, for NEO, and for the other companies is a major accomplishment, I think, and probably underestimated when people actually look at our business.
So that is really the takeaway, the funding aspect, the non-dilutive funding, where that when you find a project, you prove it up, and you can develop it and you've got the funding to develop it.
That's right. I mean, look no further. Yeah, and it's the capital which allows you to move it forward quickly. You know, Blesberg, we've had brand new equipment turn up on site, equipment that many other junior companies would have been picking up from some secondhand dealer. You know, we've had brand new Bell equipment turn up on site for the manganese operation, which we're investing in Kenya. You know, I think we announced that in early March. You know, within 2 months, we're going to be generating cash flow out of that. We've got our team up on site now. Refurbishment and upgrade work is taking place on the processing plant. And we're looking to have our first production blast taking place on site next week to allow more material. And there's already material in Nairobi to be transported and delivered into, you know, export and offtake contracts. So, yeah, I'm happy I'm not effing and blinding a lot of the time. Funding's, I'd need a damn good financial director on board to support us, given everything we're doing. Fortunately, I've got the great team at QGC, AUO to support us in what we're doing then.
And so really the for the rest of this year and, you know, the coming months, et cetera, it looks as though it's really up to you to communicate that message that you have a unique bankrolled situation, which, you know, hardly any other junior miners have. And you, I mean, also the other point is, I suppose, the people haven't got that message yet.
Yeah, I'm saying it a lot, and perhaps I'm saying it too much. That's the problem. And perhaps because it is, if you want to refer to it as being unique and quite different in the market here. Yep, we don't need that funding. We don't need to be putting out, you know, high grade assays, samples, high grade this, scoping study results here, there, and everywhere to basically drive the price up to get further equity funding. We've got our funding. Clearly, we want to see the price go up. Come on, we all do. Yeah, I'm a major shareholder in most of these companies. I need that share price up because it gives me nice, happy, content shareholders. And, you know, we need to get the news out to support that. But we put out the news, which is done in the right way and for the right purpose. It's demonstrating the progress we're making. So yeah, we'll keep pushing ahead in that. I'll keep getting that message across. But I think the key thing this quarter is the deliverables on two of the mines, showing that we can get into production without heavily dilutive equity raisings and with smart funding and through very strategic and beneficial relationships at the corporate level.
So the proof of the pudding is in the production, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jason Brewer, thank you very much indeed.
Believe me.
Thank you very much indeed, Jason.
Cheers, Zach. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.